Parshas and Sovim of Vayelech is really moving into a different gear. The last few parashas have been absolutely packed with mitzvahs, kiseitze, even kisovoi. And Sovim Vayelech, if you look in the chinuch, if you look in the moina mitzvahs, you're very much coming into towards the end, chugging towards the end of the Torah, and there are very, very few mitzvahs left. There's one mitzvah in this week's parasha, besides mitzvah hakel and various others, but there's one mitzvah in this week's parasha the Ramban talks about, and the Ramban says, the pasuk says over here, in Perek Lamed pasuk Yudalef, ki ha mitzvah azos, because this mitzvah, Hashem neichi mitzavach hayom that I've commanded you today, lo niflesi mimcha v'lerachoyki, he is not beyond you, it's not hidden from you, v'lerachoyki, it's not distant from you. Loi b'ashamayim hilemar, it's not in shamayim that you should say miyal lono hashamayim v'kechei lono, that you should climb up to shamayim and take it for us. V'yashmi'eno oisav anaseno, let us hear it and we'll do it. Loi me'eva layom hilemar, it's not across the sea, miyav lono sayama, etc., etc. In other words, it is not so far. Ki korev eilecho hadova mo'id. This is very, very close. Now mo'id, you should just know the Vilna Gaon says, mo'id means beyond our greatest imagination. The world is toiv ma'oid. Ma'oid means beyond comprehension. Ki korev eilecha hadova ma'oid. This is extremely beyond our comprehension how close this mitzvah is. Beficha ubilvavcha la'asoysoy. In your mouth and in your heart to do it. Which mitzvah is this? So the Rishonim bring down, the Ramban and the Sephona both bring down, that this is a mitzvah of tshuva. This ki korev eilecha hadova ma'oid. Unbelievably close. The Ramban and Sephona says mitzvah of tshuva. That's it. It's very, very close. It's easy. There's nothing to worry about. Lo niflesi mecha, lo yirachoykehi. It's easy. It's nothing to worry about. How is that possible to understand? Tshuva is about redefining who you are. It's trying to get clear a whole list of priorities in life. Trying to untangle yourself from the Yetzer Hara and trying to connect yourself again with the Rabbeinu Shalom. How can you say ki korev elecha dova ma'oid? It's very close to fichu v'vavcha la'asoysoy. Push out of here. So I'd like to answer with a pasuk, a few pasukim later. This next pasuk, and a few pasukim after that. Re'ei nasat ifnecha hayoim esachayim esatoiv esamav esara. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, see, I've given to you today the chayim, the toiv, the life, and the good, the bad, and the ra. Asher noichi mitzavcha hayoim, like I've commanded you to la'avot Hashem lekecho, and it talks about the wonderful derech to follow Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is what we call chayim. Pasuk Yud Zayin says what's called moves. V'im yifne levavcha v'lesishma, if you don't, and you start serving other gods, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu says higadzi lechem hayoim, I tell you to ka'ovit avedun, you're not going to last very long. And then he carries on the pasuk and says as follows: Haydoisi bechem hayoim, I give witness to you today. Pasuk Yutes. Es ha-shmayim ve-es ha-oretz. Ha-chayim ve-ha-moves nosati lefnecha. I've given you chayim and moves. Brocha ve-ha-klola. Brocha, blessing and curse. U-bacharta b'chayim, and you should choose chayim. Le-mantichia ato v'zarecha, in order you and that your children should live. Rabbi Yisai, here we have one of the most difficult psukim to understand, l'chola Torah kula. How do we understand this? Torah is sort of giving us a choice. Okay? I see a choice, la'abdul, you go into an ice cream parlor, you're not sure what ice cream you want. Should I have burnt nut ice cream or should I have chocolate chip ice cream? I can't decide, I'm not sure really what I should have. But a bit of this, a bit of that, that's difficult choices. What kind of a b'charta b'chaim is it? What kind of choice is it? Hashem is saying, I'm giving you life and I'm giving you death. I'm giving you good and I'm giving you bad. I'm giving you blessing, I'm giving you curse. You know what? It's a choice. Choose. By the way, u'b'charta b'chaim. One piece of good advice, b'charta b'chaim, choose life. Of course you choose life. What, you're suicidal? We're that desperate? We're that depressed? Of course b'charta b'chaim. And you say b'charta b'chaim is a mitzvah. B'charta b'chaim, of course. What kind of choice is this? Not only that, the Medrash says, very, very strange Medrash, the Medrash says, b'loy oid, sh'nesati lechem beis drachim, not only to give you two different paths, I have involved you beyond what I have to do. And I have told you, choose life. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, I've got a little secret over here. I didn't really have to reveal this to you. You could have had life or death. I went over and beyond my call of duty, and I told you a secret, you know, a little in, a spiritual and physical shortcut to success, truth in life. I didn't really have to tell you that. That was Fnim Meshuras HaDin. What's the Fnim Meshuras HaDin? What? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us alive. That's it. You know, B'chal to B'chaim is in basic. How, what else? I mean, what is this all about? A choice, B'chlal, and then we describe exactly what choice we should be taking, and that choice of Fnim Meshuras HaDin, what's that all about? So the MS is, if you look into it carefully, the perspective we have of tshuva is very, very false. And if we understand clearly what tshuva is, then both these pasukim make a lot of sense. Firstly, Bacharta B'chaim. Bacharta B'chaim, I described in previous years, Bacharta B'chaim, the Chofetz Chaim says, is not about making an entirely new life choice. It is not about leaving everything behind and taking a new path completely. It's not about twisting yourself into a pretzel and making somebody that you aren't. It's about doing what you're doing anyway with a bit of thought. The Chofetz Chaim says, a person who is a pharmacist, who dispenses medicines, it's a job! It's going to support a family. Oh, yeah, okay, it's a mitzvah, lovely. But he said, if you went to work and he said, Rebbeinu Shleilam, I am, thank you for giving me the shlichus. Thank you for sending me in a job that I can make people's lives better. I can take pain away from your people. I can go along and give a person a better quality of life. They can serve you. Then every time he takes a prescription and he deals and helps a person and gives a person across the counter a prescription, he's not just doing a business transaction. He's earning himself a chelik of olam habo. Ubacharta b'chaim. When you're making the simple choices, make the simple choices that make all the difference. There's one man. He's a cab driver. And he goes along and he picks up the drunks around London and he takes them from place to place and he drops them off and he makes money. And I said to him, what are you doing these days? He said, oh, just driving my cab, my black cab, dropping up a few drunks. I said, 1 second, you're not doing that, you're not dropping up a bunch of drunks. You're taking your money and he supports his kids in learning. He works early in the morning to late at night. He does very, very difficult shifts. Why? That his kids can sit and learn. He said, you're not driving around London, you're driving around Gan Eden. You are taking your cab and delivering people all the way to Gan Eden. You are, every time you get into your cab, you're opening up Gan Eden for yourself. Or Bacharta B'chaim is, look at it with a perspective that you're changing your life. Vada Bayit, you know what Vada Bayit is? Vada Bayit is probably the most, a job that you run away. Vada Bayit in Israel, there's a concept where people live in an apartment block. So if one person takes responsibility to deal with the different bills and the cleaning and the various other decisions that take place, and if you have any sense at all as far as the world is concerned, you try and get out of being Vadabite. Make sure you're not voted, or you make sure, you know, you try and push somebody else to the job, because it's a thankless, horrible job. Says of Zilberstein, on the contrary, do you know what you're doing? You're spending a few hours a month, if that. You're cleaning a building. People are getting pleasure on a daily basis. You're helping to pay for the elevator. People are taking now, or lift. People are taking their heavy bags, and now they're going and they're pressing a button, and through you, they have to shed the bags all the way up the stairs. They're going, they're pressing a button, electricity is working, and now they don't trip over the stairs. What mitzvahs you're doing? You should grab the opportunity. Vayelech Chanoich Emel Elikim. Chanoich went with Rabbeinu Shleilim. You know how he went with Rabbeinu Shleilim, you know what the Medrash says? Chanoich, what he did was, he fixed shoes and he got paid for it. And what did he say? I want to be like you, Rabbeinu Shleilim. Just like you, Rabbeinu Shleilim. Clothe people, I want to help you in your shlichus. That's Bacharta B'chaim. Bacharta B'chaim means doing what you do anyway, and do it with a concept of doing it for the shlichus of Rabbeinu Shleilim. Women who are at home with children don't have to apologize that what they're called domestic engineers. They have to apologize that, you know, mumble under the breath, I don't really have a job. What are you talking about? What more greater job is it to look after children, to be a balas chesed, to wipe their nose, to clean them, sometimes to change their diapers, change their nappies, to feed them, to bring up the next generation of Oivdei Hashem. Your commander-in-chief of a very small little army. Fantastic. Ubacharta b'chaim. That's, you can change your whole life. And that's kikorev elecha adov ha'mo'oidi. Anyway doing it. But a little bit more thought could korev alecha dover ma'od. That's one idea. The other idea is a very, very interesting Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He brings us down.
So how's that shiva? Because you're changing your ma'asim.
You're changing the thought process of how you're running your life on a very basic level.
And that's the mitzvah of tshuva.
And that is one of the mitzvahs of tshuva. You can actually change your whole concept. That's tshuva. Instead of serving myself, I'm serving Rebbeinu Shloilam. Okay. But Chaim Shmulevitz brings down in the base. A lot of other balim also bring us down the following concept, and it's a very, very powerful concept. Hopefully, we'll have clarity through this because I don't want to give over the wrong picture. But it's a very, very important process. The Rambam brings down a halacha lemaisa. Hamakadish esa isho. Amanos shani tzaddik. A man goes to a woman and says to her, "Be mekudeshes to me, marry me on the condition that I'm a tzaddik." He gives her a coin, or he gives her a ring, or whatever it is. He says, "Be mekudeshes to me on the condition that I'm a tzaddik." Okay, says the Rambam, "Afilu rosha gomur." Even if he is in Russia, the guy is a mafioso. He is a scoundrel. He is a mobster. Terrible man. Mekudeshes. The kedushin is chal. The kedushin takes effect. Why? Shemo hirher tshuva b'daitoi. Maybe a thought of tshuva went through his mind, and therefore he's a tzaddik. And it's brought down for more kedusha from Mentes on the base. That's what Rambam says. And the Rambam paskens hareze mukadeshes misofik. It's a kedushin misofik. Shemo hirher tshuva b'liboi. Perhaps he had a hirher tshuva going through his heart. So this is the Rambam. Asks the Mishnah on the Rambam over there, Vim Toima. He asks, why hamekadesh b'psule edus einu mekadeshes? If a man, it does kedushin between a man and his wife, and there are two witnesses there who are rishoyim, the halacha is that the kedushin has not taken effect. They're not married. Asks the Mishnah, they're rishoyim now, but maybe they had a hirahur tshuva, and therefore, if that's the case, maybe they're tzaddikim, and if they're tzaddikim, it's Mukadeshes, and Chas V'Shalom, she goes along and marries somebody else without a get, the children of Mamzerim. So what's the difference? Answer the Lechem Mishnah, V'yeshleima, Tohocha Oma B'Fenenu, Amanof Shani Tzadik. Here he said clearly, on the condition that I am a Tzadik. V'kevun Shohoitzi B'Fenenu, and since he has expressed his will in front of us, Chayshin and Dilmei Hir Her Tshuva B'Liboi. Maybe a hirahur tshuva went through his mind. In other words, there's a major difference. The guys are Rosha, the Edom are Rishoyim. What's the difference? He said, I am verbalizing, I am a tzaddik. In other words, that he has shown us that to him it's important, to be a tzaddik is important. If that's the case, we have to have a chashash, we have to take into account, perhaps a hirahur tshuva went through his mind, and he became a tzaddik. I'm not going into all of this, exactly how this works. But you know, have any of you ever been to a Gadol HaDor? Sat face to face with a Gadol HaDor, or got a bracha from a Gadol HaDor? It is terrifying. You never know what they're seeing. They're looking at you. Are they looking at all your averus? Are they looking at all your mitzvahs? Are they? Who knows what these people can see? Right? Who knows what these people can see? It's absolutely terrifying. Yeah? It's terrifying. You never know. You know, Kabbalah and mitzvahs, who knows what these people can see? It's terrifying. And you know, and you start, and you go inside there and you start doing tshuva, right? Who knows, right? There was one Gadol HaDor, certainly by our standards. It was called Yitzhak Avinu. Yitzhak Avinu had somebody called Esav HaRosha. Esav HaRosha, however bad we are, Esav was worse. Okay? However great the Gdolim were, Yitzhak was greater. And Esav managed to fool Yitzchak time after time after time. How? You know how? Because every time before he went into his father, he did tshuva. And he was a tzaddik. Yitzchak did not see what a rasha he was. He went straight out afterwards and did the same thing again. Okay, he fell down again. But at that moment, he was a tzaddik. In other words, Rabbi Yisrael, listen to this very, very carefully. Teshuva is a process, and it's a long process. Rambam talked about how teshuva is done. It's charata, it's a concept of regret and vidui and yom kippur and etc. And the concept of going forward and making a declaration of ever going to do it again and going through the same situation, not doing it. It's a process, but there's one moment that takes you and changes you completely from a rasha into a tzaddik, as far as a person who is focusing towards tshuva. The Shara Tshuva says that this: Kashe Yishma Musa, in Shabbos Yud. Kashe Yishma Musa, Musa HaChachomim. If a person listens to the Musa HaChachomim, the Yishma, and he listens carefully, Vayechane, and he subjugates himself, Vayikablu Beliboy, and he accepts upon his heart, Kol Divrei HaTeichochos, all the words of Teichochos, Bezeh Ho'ish, Berega HaKotan, in this one moment, Yotza Mafela Lo'ir Godel, in 1 second, it hit a nerve, he said, I've got to be different, he has left from Afela, from darkness to Or Godel. And he gets a schus, he carries on and talks about it over there. In other words, tshuva is not about reaching the end. Tshuva is about the direction you're facing. The person is facing towards the direction of tshuva, and he is serious about making a move towards tshuva. He is no longer the same person he was, and he is a sofer mukudeshes. And it could be, if he actually meant a sincerely he wanted to do tshuva, then it is a mukudeshes. Okay? That is a concept of tshuva. A very, very important to understand. Tshuva is not reaching the very end. Tshuva is a process of wanting to change. Ki korev elecha hadavar ma'id. It's very, very close. Korev elecha hadavar ma'id. It's very close. A person reads something, newspaper gives him a shock. You know, somebody you knew, Chas v'Shalom, passed away, or somebody had a road accident, or you see the Rebbein showing them through the billions of stars looking around, and the hero tshuva comes in. You're not the same person you were a second before. Tshuva is ki korev elecha hadavar ma'id. Ubacharta b'chayim means the very choice of Bacharta b'chayim. That itself makes you different. In other words, what the Pasuk is saying over here, I give you good and I give you bad. I give you life and I give you death. I give you bracha and I give you klala. All these different things. Wow. Says the Pasuk, Ubacharta b'chayim. By merely choosing chayim. Not necessarily being a different person. Merely choosing chayim. You and your children are going to be different children. That's lifnim mishur sadin. The fact that a choice, you know, if a choice, the fact that you just make the choice, the fact that you boicher b'chayim, the fact that you choose life itself, that is lifnim mishur sadin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons that as if you're a different person, even though I've done physically absolutely nothing. That's ubacharta b'chayim. They've made choice itself. And if I choose my ice cream, I can choose. But until I tell the person what I want, until I eat it, it makes no difference to me. Lahavdil with tshuva, the fact that I make the choice itself, is an absolute life-changing event for your neshama. That's Bacharta b'chayim. That's the second pshat. The third pshat is based on a couple of the Balei Musar, and that is the reason why people are afraid to do tshuva is because a lot of it's based on, unfortunately, based on the way from people are perceived through the media, the way we're viewed by secular people, some stone throwing, bus burning fanatics, which is mamash the Yetzer Hara helping the secular media. But very often it's a belief that once you become from, the physical enjoyment of life is over. It's over. You don't enjoy ice cream once you're frum. How can they possibly enjoy life? Look at them, living in these two-bedroom apartments with four chairs and two pictures of a rabbi. I mean, what enjoyment is there? You know, how much can you enjoy life? And you think, what's real life? Real life is living up in these big villas with a beautiful pool, indoor pool and an outdoor pool and a tennis court and a water bed. And that's life. You know, and that's a real life. That's not what life's all about. Right? You know, there's a famous joke. They say there's a guy who's doing nothing. One of his tramps are doing nothing. He's going fishing. The guy said to him, what are you going fishing for? Get yourself a life. Get yourself a job. Do something with your life. He said, 1 second, let's go through it slowly. I'm going to get a job. Right? And then what? So you can earn yourself money. Okay, earn myself money. And then what? You can build yourself up a business, you can buy yourself a boat, you can buy yourself, start taking people place to place. Yeah, and then what? Then invest, buy more boats, take more people across. And then what? Fast forward, and then what? And eventually, when you have all this money, you can retire. And then what? And go fishing. So I'm already doing it now! I'm doing it now. He said, at the end of the day, but it's that the concept over here is such that the world views Chaim and the world views Moves in a completely different way to that we should be using Chaim and Moves. It's a completely different way. The Chazal bring down in Masechtas Tomid, if you want to live, you got to die. If you want to die, you got to. What does that mean? If you want to live, you have to die. If you want to die, you have to live. In other words, the way we see life and the way the world sees life should be completely different. Should be completely different. We expect life, a person who's living in comfort, he's going to the gym 3 times a week, he's living in beautiful fresh air, he's living unbelievable, he's going to live a long life. A person, Nebuch, who's got 10, 12 kids at home, living with no money at all, Rachmanus, he is going to die young. I just tell you, the statistics show differently. The longest life expectancy here in Israel is people living in Bnei Barak. Fact. They live a few years longer than those people live in Caesarea, or they live in Herzliya Pituach, or in Savion. They live longer. Rabbi Yisrael, there's nothing wrong with having money, and there's nothing wrong with enjoying money, and there's nothing wrong with living a luxurious lifestyle. There's nothing wrong with that if it doesn't take away from your learning, if it doesn't take away from your perspective, if it doesn't take away from what life is really important. Says a pasuk, I'm going to give you Chaim and Moves. A false Chaim and a false Moves. What you see as Chaim. Chaim living it up. Moves is what Nebuch, his people are. Nebuch, this yeshiva guy. I'm giving a false concept of Brocha and Klala. Brocha having a huge fat portfolio. Klala is Nebuch not having much money. So the Pasuk read about that. Bacharta b'chayim, matichi atu v'zarecho. Choose a life that you and your children are going to be in a derech, that you're going to actually choose a real life. I want to move up. What's Peshat in that? Rabbi Yaakov Naiman in Darke Musa brings a fascinating vault. Rabbi Yaakov Naiman says as follows. He says, the Gemara says, Omer Ebelazah, Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem Tesma Base. Omer Ebelazah, Am Ha'oretz also lislavis imoy baderech, and Am Ha'oretz is also to walk with him along the way. Shnema ki hu chayechol v'irachimechol, because it said this is your life v'irachimechol, and this is the length of your days. That's a pasuk at the end of this week's parasha. Al chayav loichos, if he's not careful about his own life, al chay chaver lekol shekein, is he going to worry about somebody else's life? He doesn't care about his own life. He should care about somebody else's life. Ask of Yaakov Naiman, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Rishoyim are not careful about their own life? Of course they are. They go to the gym, they buy themselves the most expensive suits with matching cufflinks, and they buy themselves the most expensive whiskies, and they go only fly first class. They care about themselves unbelievably. They don't care about anyone else, but they care about themselves. Yeah, they get their hair cut in the very, very, very best places. There's plenty of Rishon who care about themselves unbelievably. How can you say a chayim loichos? How can you say you don't care about your own life? Of course they do. They care about themselves. They may not care about other people. They care about themselves. So the Yaakov Naiman, it only seems that they care about themselves. You scratch beneath the surface, you'll find that these people are completely consumed by kina, taiva, and kovod. They're completely consumed. They are so wrapped up with jealousy. They're so wrapped up with who they are and how the world views them that they're completely taken aback. They're completely consumed by a society that they believe is schlepping them by the nose. People today are buying stuff with money they don't have, buying things they don't like to impress people they don't even know. That is today's society. And that's what the Rishonim are going through. A Rosha, his taiva, his gaiva, his kovod is so strong that he does not enjoy life. He's always looking over his shoulder. You know, I spoke to somebody who was at a wedding once. I said, yeah, I said, so what was the conversation? He said, you won't believe it. He was dumped on a table with a few multi-millionaires, and they were discussing private jets. Some of them had a private jet, and they were trying to upgrade. It's not big enough, an 8-seater. Oh, there's never an 8-seater. What can you do with an 8-seater, right? So you've got to upgrade and get a bigger plane. And he said he could have seen the discussion over there, like, It's as if people, you know, didn't have furniture at home. You know, I can't fly that. You know, it's not very good. And the discussion of it. Why? What's wrong? I don't even have a car. These guys need to upgrade the private jet. The answer is because Nebuchadnezzar schlepped from place to place. I'm not saying I'm not, but you know, I've got no Yetzirah yet for private jets, right? But the idea is they're not careful about themselves, because if they cared about themselves, they'll get the medicine hand, they'll get the medicine check. They would actually control themselves rather than the world controlling them. This chayim that we're talking about, b'charta b'chayim, is not life that the world tells us is life. Or b'charta b'chayim means change of perspective. Realize who's really happy. You know, sometimes it's multi-millionaires, yeah, who have huge businesses under them. They have these perfect water beds with fluted music coming in and everything and ion controlled. These guys can't sleep. And you get this pauper, this beggar, who puts a bit of dirty newspaper on a bench in the park, and he's, after 1 second, the light's gone out, he's gone. Right? Doesn't mean you have to be in either extreme. But where is your focus? What is life really? Is life what the Western world told us of life? Or b'charta b'chayim means make the choice of life. If a person makes a choice of life, realizes what shtusa all is. Are people really happy in Hollywood? What is a marriage success rate there? How many people have committed suicide? How many people are on drugs? How many people are running away from themselves? How many people are so involved in entertainment that they're so wrapped up they want to run away? The vacation, to vacate from who we are. What's this all about? My Rashiva, Chaim Kaufman, once said, the person never seen a fish before. Famous marshal, I said it over various times. The person never seen a fish. And he goes to the fish market and he sees some fish swimming very, very gently around in the water. And he sees some fish flapping around. So he doesn't know much about fish. He says, oh, the fish is flapping around. That's a fish alive. You know, the ones in the water just moving around place to place, bunch of schleppers. You don't realize that those fish that are flying are in the water, that's their life. Those ones are flapping around. They're about to die. They're trying to survive. U'b'charta b'chayim means don't flap around. Choose a life that looks like you're just going, Nebuch, you're going from Koil, you're going to Shul, you're not speaking Lashon Hara, you're not the big Knacker. You don't look, these guys flapping around. This airline, you've got all the cards in the wallet, you know, this airline, a gold seat thing, and they're flapping all over the place. Why? In order to survive. U'b'charta b'chayim means know who we are. Know what life is all about. If you do that, if you have perspective, then you can clearly, tshuva is a whole different process. Jealous. I need something of somebody else. Am I jealous of somebody else's glasses prescription? I'm not jealous. It wouldn't help me, b'chlal. Somebody else's shoe size. I'm not jealous. And that's b'charta b'chayim. B'charta b'chayim means forget about the m'sati l'fnecha, chayim v'hatoy moves esara. Forget about what they tell you is. B'charta b'chayim means choose a real life. The famous story the Chidor brings down in Rami Rotenburg. Rami Rotenburg, one of the earliest Rishonim. Tremendous, I mean, he was one of the earliest of the Ashkenazi Rishonim. He was kidnapped and taken to prison. A famous story is kidnapped, taken to prison, and they wanted to release him for a huge amount of money. And Rami Rotenburg said, it's absolutely awesome. It's totally forbidden. Even though it's brought down the halacha, they're allowed to release the godlad dor for any amount of money, he did not allow it to happen. Why? He said, if you do such a thing, tomorrow they're going to kidnap somebody else, and it's going to cause a whole process of kidnapping. It cannot be done. It's osa. It's osa. So they managed to smuggle in some tshuvas into him, but the maaseh, he died in jail. In a big castle somewhere, he died in jail. After he died, he left at Savor, and in Savor he said, they're going to charge a huge amount of money to redeem me, to release my body. Do not pay it. Let me stay exactly where I am. And Kachava, he stayed for years in a locked up room on top of the tower somewhere. After a few years, that king died, his son took over, he's a bit more benevolent, managed to negotiate with him, and he released the body. The body, as brought down, was as fresh as if it just died a minute ago. The eyelids were still wet. Unbelievable, right? This man who redeemed him, this man who released him, came, the Maram Rotenberg came to him in a dream. And the Maram Rotenberg said to him, you have a choice. The chesed that you did to my body, that allowed it to come to rest, you have a choice. One of the choices is either you become a multi-millionaire, and for generations of money will run in the family, will never ever get lost. Alternatively, you can come in my mechitza, you can die, and you can come to my mechitza, you can live next to me, and live like that. The wealthy man, Rabbi, so what would we do? What would we do? Okay, so I can't know the mother, you know, some reason. The Osher said, "Bacharti be'eshes hashniyah." The Osher chose the second option. He said he wants to be in the chotzer. And next morning, he called his family together. He said goodbye to them, and he was nifta. Bacharti b'chaim. In other words, okay, we don't have to go as far as that and give up our whole life. Bacharti b'chaim means choose our perspective. What is really important in life? Even people who have no shaychus to Torah, even people who have no relationship to Torah, they know what's really important. Nobody writes an obituary what car the guy drove. Yeah? This man died yesterday. Herman Cohen died yesterday at a ripe old age of 85. He had 5 Daimlers in the garage and he owned 16 houses around the world. He don't talk about it. He talk about his qualities. He talk about what he's doing. So why do you have to die to understand? Why can't we live? Ubacharta b'chaim means live. And if one gets clear perspective, then it's not that difficult. I just want to finish up with one more vote. The mantichia atu v'zarecho. Ramosha talks about it similarly. It's my chiddush. I think it's true. The mantichia atu v'zarecho means life and death choices. The pasuk says, again, let's see the pasuk again. The pasuk says, hadois. I've given you chaim and moves. Why does it say, and you choose life, that you should live, out of Israel? What's out of Israel? What's the idea behind that? So I want to say like this. One has to give over Yiddishkeit. Moshe talks about similarly, but I'm pushing it a little bit harder, the case. One has to give over Yiddishkeit in a way that Yiddishkeit is not on the outside. It goes into our kishkus. Give an example. Imagine that a man has very, very... He has jug ears. What jug ears are? He's got ears sticking right out of his head. Right? In school, he got teased. And in university, he got teased. And if, you know, but he managed. He was a very charming guy, very successful. What he was doing, right? And he managed to get married to a wonderful, wonderful woman. Fine. All the custom photos, a bit of a shadow on audience, but everything's fine. Great, fantastic. He gets married. He's about to have children. Yeah, talking about husband wife to start discussing having children. He said, "Whoa, before we have children, decide to have children, I've got to have plastic surgery. I've got to sort out my ears. Why? I don't want my kids to be born with ears like this. It's bad enough I got teased. You know, if I have ears, I've got to have a plastic surgery in order to sort my ears out. I can't have my kids being born with ears like this." I said, "You're crazy. It's nothing to do with plastic surgery. It's got to do with genes. You know, it doesn't help you're going to get ears plucked back. So what's the difference going to make? It's in the genes." Says a posuk over here. There's life and there's death. There's choices we make. But it can't be cosmetic. There can't be, there's life and death, I haven't got a choice. Okay, on the outside I'll run like this because otherwise I'm dead. Society think I'm going to be dead. Or I may look as if I'm dead. I can't do that, no. Leman tichye ato v'zarecho. It should become a genetic change in who we are. It should, that our midas should not be on the outside. Life and death, you know, klal and brocha, because that is what we have to do on the outside. It's the mantichia, it should be so clear of who we are that we can actually genetically change our midas, that our children will actually be born with better midas. That our future generations will be taken up who we are and become better. That's a little bit harder. That's harder. But that is what we aim for, that's what we strive for. But ultimately, we began the parasha, we said, what's Peshat in the Pasuk? The Pasuk talks about Mikya Mitzvah Hazois. The Pasuk says, Lo Rechoikehi. It's very, very close. How can we possibly say tshuva is that close? What's the day behind that? So we bought the pasuk, Bacharta b'chaim, and we discussed the first teretz was Peshat, that it's very close because it's very small decisions. with what you're doing anyway in life. You can just merely change your perspective, and instead of becoming a person who's employed by the head pharmacist, the person who's employed by, you know, the council, the iria, to sweep the floors, the person who's employed by the Vada Bait, you can become a messenger of a Kodesh Baruch and take on a whole new job. That's Bacharta Bachaim. That's number one. Number two, he said Bachaim Shmuel Levitz and Ben Yoina, that Bacharta Bachaim means just the mere choice of choosing to do the right thing, that takes us into a whole different level that we were beforehand. That can actually make a person more Kodeshes. That can actually create a reality of marriage. It can create a reality of a different person. That's the second Peshat. The third Peshat of Bacharta Bachaim means there's a false world. There's a false world out there. There's Chaim, what the world says is Chaim, and what the world says is Moves. What the world says is Bracha, and what the world says is Klala. I'm telling you, Ubacharta Bachaim, choose the real life. Choose what really is important. Don't get carried away by these people who pretend to be running a life that they're successful and they're enjoying it, because it's scratched below the surface, they're miserable. Noach Weinberg always used to say, imagine a person from England, he saved up money, and eventually managed to go all the way to New York on a trip of a lifetime. Right? Unbelievable. So there he is with his wife, with the camera, and he's on the Hudson River, and they're going past... Is the Hudson River anywhere close to the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. So anyway, they're going towards the Statue of Liberty, and there's a little four-year-old child looking right over the boat, and as they come close, boom, the child falls over. Falls right into the water. And everyone starts screaming and everyone starts shouting. He takes nothing, he doesn't take anything off, he jumps right in after that child. And his passport gets lost, and his wallet gets lost. And everything gets lost in the water, and as he hits the water, there's feces coming towards him, and he vomits. And the child is fighting and he's kicking, and he manages to get hold of this child, and eventually pulls him to the side, and his clothes are ruined, and he's lost his passport. He's terrible, and his stuff all over him. What's the first time? First thing he gets to the hotel room,
showers.
Takes a shower. What's the second thing he does?
Showers.
He showers again, and that's what he does again. And he's completely revolted by the idea. A few weeks later, or even a few hours later, maybe depends what level he is. That becomes the holiday of a lifetime. That becomes the most beautiful holiday he's ever had. I saved a child's life, and every birthday the child writes, "Dear Uncle Joe, thank you for saving my life," and that becomes his best holiday. But it was horrible. Pain and pleasure are not opposites. Pain is a price to buy for pleasure. Don't believe what the world tells us. Ubacharta b'chaim means choose a real life. L'mantichya atav ezarecha means make it so part of you. Make it so part of your genes that it'll actually go through to your children, that the children also made the same choices as you. It's not cosmetic, it's absolute. And that is a real truth. G'kori v'lecha dov amoid.